happy hour is often anything but one person's drunken hilarity, another's discomfort, especially if you're a puppy in Lower New York. Perhaps we should explain. Le Petit Puppy, a pet store on Christopher Street in Greenwich Village, had to clamp down on customers from nearby bars who would buy pets only to come in the next day, tail between their legs, to return their drunken impulse purchases. It got serious. In one case, a woman brought back a chihuahua that had to have its stomach pumped because it had gotten into her pills. So now Le Petit Puppy and other shops in the area won't allow buying or even handling pets while drunk. Dana Durow is manager of Le Petit Puppy. And Dana, tell us what used to happen when these drunk bar hoppers came in.
Most people, when they come in, they say, "Oh, puppies, it's so great." When they're really drunk, they get very loud. "Oh, puppies, I want to take one home," you know, stuff like that. I really watch them when they hold the puppies to make sure that they're holding it right, that they don't drop them. We have a special chair to make them sit down and for the safety of the puppy. But when they're drunk, we don't even let them do that. We just make sure, "Oh, I hold the puppy, you just pet it." And, you know, try to be as gentle as possible because the customer can get really upset, especially if they had too much to drink.
Was this happening a lot?
You know, we close at 8 o'clock, so usually by 8 o'clock there's no that many drunk people. But especially around the holidays, we actually, on Gay Pride, the parade goes through our street. It's right on Christopher Street.
Sure, you're right near this famous Stonewall Bar.
Yes, yeah, we are right there, yeah. So we close the store that day. Also on Halloween, when they have the Halloween parade, we close the store.
Because
too many drunk people, too many crazy people around.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know there's another store near you, City Pups, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That, you know, also has had people come in and buy one or two dogs and then bring them back the next day kind of sheepishly. Have you ever actually just said to someone, "You cannot buy a dog, you're drunk"?
Well, I wouldn't say that bluntly that way, but I would say, "How about coming back tomorrow?" I would try to be as gentle as possible.
Well, and what about other people? I'm just thinking being drunk might be a good thing because at least you can sort of see that. How do you know in general if someone should be able to buy a puppy and take it home, if they'll be able to take care of it?
Well, it's a good question, but usually when somebody buy a dog, we spend a lot of time with them. They don't buy it on the spot. They come, they talk about it. We try to find out what is the right dog for them. So the more you talk to the person, the more you get to have a feeling, is this person in his right mind or not? You know, if you feel like the customer is really not stable, you're not going to sell them the dog.
We initially read about your story at the New York City News website, DNA Info. It's a hyper-local website. So now there are more people do know about this. Do you think it is going to be challenged?
I mean, I just have to wait and see. I hope not. Most people, when they have too much to drink, they get up in the morning, they say, "Oh, what did I do?" And, you know, "Thank God you didn't let me buy that dog." But, you know, some people, they drink and they're not really nice people. So, you know, usually when they come, we try not to challenge them so we don't have a confrontation with them. We try to make it as quiet and gentle as possible. You know, I had a customer coming to my store and he said, "I'm going to buy the dog in the window, that one." And then he sat in a chair, took his credit card and fell asleep on a chair. And now how you wake him up and tell him that he has to leave the store, you know?
And he says, "What? I was going to buy a dog? What?"
We had to wait for him like about a half an hour till he woke up and he says, "Sorry, we're closing the store." So, but that time I think he forgot what he was doing.
Well, Dana Durow, again, manager of Le Petit Puppy on the west side of Lower Manhattan in Greenwich Village there. We have to file this story under who knew? You know, who knew that dog stores anywhere were wrestling with the problem of drunken dog buyers? Dana, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And on behalf of the dogs, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. We love them. That's what we're there for.